Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I got to tell you, I like two of them. So, Greg, I'll give you the choice. One or two. Just pick a number.
That's not, I mean, two.
A little hard like that one.
All right, so go with one. Yeah,
we'll go
with
two. The guy's discussing the hosts around here doing some Tom Izzo videos, and Eddie would chime in.
What I miss most is his stand-up rants.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't seen one of those lately.
Oh, the Carlin ones?
Yeah.
Well, that's what JJ did one this week. So Izzo's just going through. Maggie did one. Carlin did one. Well, Al did one as well.
I don't do them anywhere. Everyone else is doing them. I'm out.
I'm telling you, I am proposing that Eddie Scazzeri needs to do a four-team parlay for the AAF, for the Alliance, Eddie. You're like the Alliance guru.
Well, I mean,
can you do what Al did or no?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Get every pick wrong? Sure.
There you go. Yes. A subtle moment of the day.
There's a very serious story out there, not kidding around. So this just hit the wire a little while ago. Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim hit and killed a man who was walking on I-690 last night. So this is via Syracuse.com right now. Oof. That Jim Boeheim struck and killed a man walking outside of his vehicle on Interstate 690 around midnight. A source has confirmed.
So did they play last night?
They did, yeah.
They did play. So it was after the game. He was probably heading home, I would imagine.
Yeah, the man in his 30s had been in a car with four others near Thompson Road in Syracuse when their vehicle crashed for unknown reasons, said a source familiar with the investigation. The man at some point got out of his vehicle. That's when Boeheim drove by, struck the pedestrian, the source said. Boeheim is cooperating with the investigation. The police were dispatched to the accident on I-690 eastbound, 11:24 p.m. A news release will be coming shortly. So Syracuse beat Louisville last night at the Carrier Dome. Driving conditions after the game were icy in spots. It's unclear if that played any role in the initial crash or Boeheim's involvement. That from Syracuse.com. So a very unfortunate story there involving Jim Boeheim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.